Turn with me, if you would, to John chapter 14. There Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he says these words, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now last week, if you were here, you'll recall that we talked about the wise men and how the wise men followed the star. They walked into the light to find the Savior. They were inspired by a star, but they were moved specifically by the Word of God. And they followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They stepped out of the darkness and into the light of Christ. These wise men didn't know where the Word was leading them, but they went. They went anyway. Much like Abraham, when Abraham was told by God to leave the land of his fathers, he acted. He stepped out of that land into what God had planned for him. Now the wise men and Abraham didn't ask God for a step-by-step plan before they acted. They didn't need that Google map that says, number one, turn left. Number two, turn left again. They didn't need a numbered plan. They stepped out in faith, continually depending on God. And if you were here last week, I challenged you that in the year 2011, that you would do what? You would step out of the darkness. That you would step into the light. You would step into faith. You would step out in faith, in full confidence in God's promises. And what did I mention? You'd likely be surprised. If you step out in faith, you're going to be surprised by what happens. So, were any of you surprised during this past week? Or was it sort of business as usual? Was it just another week without any surprises? Well, this past Monday morning, so the day after I shared that with you, I had a conversation that I did not expect to have. And one that likely points towards the end of a relationship that I have been in for over 20 years. Unfortunately for Christy, I'm not talking about that one. On September 10th, 1990, I walked into Walden Books at the Capital City Mall in Camp Hill for my first day of work there. And I have been with that organization, now known as Borders Group, ever since. And I've shared with many of you over the last few years the fact that this organization has had tough times. It's had increasingly tough times over the years. But I've stood by this organization, and they've stood by me. And on Monday morning, at 10:20 a.m., I was informed that the vice president that I support had been eliminated from the company that morning, and that my position was at risk. My position was at very serious risk. And the reason is because the organization has financial issues that have created what is almost a liquidity problem. We are almost at a point where we can no longer pay bills. So, I was told that during the week, I would find out my fate. And I waited all week for a call that did not come. But, a call that I fully expect will come this week, possibly tomorrow, and very likely tomorrow. And so, 20 years, and 4 months later, and for the first time in my adult life, I will be unemployed. Stepping out in faith sounds really good until you actually have to do it. Over the last week, I have experienced intense and profound fear. I have been anxious. I have been agitated. My sleep has been impacted. I have that nervous feeling that you get in the pit of your stomach when you know something's coming. When you know it's going to be bad, when you know it's something that you don't want. And I've been sad When I think about losing something that I've committed so much of my life to, when I walked in the doors of that Walden Books, I was 19 years old. I'm nervous when I think about the bills that we have, when I think about the lack of an income. I worry for my family and the concern that this is causing them. To be frank, it is also at times really angry. And I felt guilty for having all of these feelings. As a believer, I want to have faith. And yet I've experienced all these things. I've felt all these other things. And if we went around the room right now and we all shared our own personal experiences, our own life experiences, I bet we all have something that has happened to us at some point, or something that is happening to us right now that causes great alarm, that causes great concern. And we want to trust God. As believers, we do. We do want to trust God. We do want to trust His promises. But we're nagged by this doubt that our lives or that these situations may spin out of control if we let go. The wise men followed a star. When God told Abraham to leave the land of his fathers, he went with no idea where that road would take him. They acted. But we're often afraid to take the very first step. Well, Jesus talks to his disciples and he tells them what the missing piece is. And we too need to hear Jesus' words. In the last moments, it's the very last moments before his arrest, Jesus is now preparing his disciples for what is to come. And they are completely bewildered. They are in shock. They are agitated. They are anxious. Jesus says, I am going away. I am going to die. One of the 12 of you is a traitor. Peter, you're going to disown me 3 times. Satan is at work against all of you. All of you will fall away. Now, if you're a disciple and you've just spent 3 years with Jesus and this is the message that you're receiving, you're concerned. You're very concerned. There could be nothing worse than what Jesus is describing to his disciples. I suspect they probably had that feeling in their stomach. They were sick with fear. They probably weren't sleeping that well. And they were probably equally angry, equally guilty, equally afraid. All those things that we feel when we are faced with these traumatic situations. And Jesus knows that they are going to need to step out in faith and that they will need encouragement to persevere. And we see within this text that both Peter and Thomas respond verbally to their feelings of anxiety. Peter says, Lord, where are you going? Why can I not follow you now? And Jesus' response is, you will deny me 3 times. You will fail because of your fear. You say you will step out in faith, but in fact, you won't. You'll retreat into the darkness again and again and again. And Thomas says, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Thomas gives words to this despair that the disciples are feeling. Thomas wants to step out in faith, but he's hung up on the destination. He wants to know, if I step out in faith, where am I going? Once he knows where he is going, Thomas believes, he can step out. Sometimes we're like Peter, and we want to jump right in. It sounds really good to step out in faith and go where God wants us to go. It sounds good right up until that moment comes when we must do it, and when we realize that stepping out in faith is going to cost us something. And then we get scared, and we retreat again and again. But sometimes we are like Thomas, and we're fully prepared to step out in faith, but we have one expectation before we do it. We will only step out in faith if God will give us the final destination, and a step-by-step map for how to get to that destination. And Jesus looks at his disciples that he fully expects are going to fail him. And what does he say? He says, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Jesus says, "Don't be scared. Don't be anxious. Don't be agitated. Believe in God. Believe also in me." And there it is. Their words, their efforts, their religion all fail in the face of the problems and the challenges that they face. Why? They lack belief. They lack trust. Believe in God, Jesus says. Believe also in me. Stepping out requires faith. It requires a belief that is more than just something academic, more than just positive thinking, more than just words. It requires a personal trust. It requires a relationship with Jesus. "More about Jesus would I know," the hymn stated to us that we sang this morning during devotions. Jesus says here to his disciples, believe. The wise men believed, and they stepped out. Abraham believed, and he stepped out. Were they afraid? Scripture doesn't tell us, but I suspect they probably were. Abraham probably wasn't sleeping that well when he had to step out. But what did they do? They trusted God, and they did it anyway. Jesus says to us today, trust me, believe me. It is scary, and that is exactly why you need to trust me. That is exactly why you need to believe me. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 28:16 says, "This is what the Almighty Lord says. I am going to lay a rock in Zion, a rock that has been tested, a precious cornerstone, and a solid foundation. Whoever believes will not worry." Our strength, our confidence, can only come from outside of us. And it must be placed in the rock that has been tested. A precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, Jesus Christ, God Himself. If we only look to ourselves for our hope, we can only be agitated, and we can only be anxious. Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in me." Trust in God. Trusting in God will relieve the fears. It will give strength. It will give confidence as we face all the new tests and the challenges that are to come. Stepping out is risky, but faith is what makes it possible. But when we have the faith to take the first step rather than retreat, and when we move forward like Abraham and the wise men, how can we know the way? And Jesus says to his disciples, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life." Jesus says, you don't need a roadmap. You don't need a turn-by-turn system. You don't need a formula. You don't need to know every step on the way or even the destination for this plan that God has for you. You need a relationship with Jesus because Jesus is the way. Isaiah 53:5, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." All of those things that should cause us to fear, he has taken away. He has brought us peace, and by his wounds we are healed. He alone is the truth. And if he alone is the truth, then anything else that we attempt to put our trust in whether it's ourselves or it's something that the world offers up, cannot possibly be the truth. He alone is the truth. We find all of God's promises in Jesus and in relationship with Him. And John says at the very beginning of the gospel, in Him is life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. To those who believe, He gives eternal life, and He gives a life abundant in which we can leave all these worries behind. We can step out in faith. We can trust Him because He is with us every step of the way. Do you want to have that confident faith of Abraham? The confident faith of the wise men? Then you must believe in Jesus. Do you want to know the way? Then you must believe in Jesus. Your destination has been prepared by Him, and it is certain to those who believe in Him. Dennis shared with us this morning right at the end of his lesson, he said, trust Him, He knows what He is doing. God's ways may be hidden from us. I don't understand everything that's going on in my life right now. That's hidden from me. But God is sovereign. God is in control. God is involved in all that is happening. So, after 20 years and 4 months, maybe God is saying to me, leave that country behind. Maybe God's saying it's time to step out in faith, not knowing where the road leads, but knowing who leads me. So today, what is it that you are to leave behind? Are you to step out in faith, knowing who leads you? Maybe it's just to use a gift you've been given. Or maybe it is to share your faith with someone else when that opportunity comes, that you in boldness share the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with that person. And what about this church? What are we called to leave behind? And where are we called to go? Will we as a congregation believe in Jesus? Will we trust Him? He knows what He is doing. Will we go to Him? He who is the way. He who is the truth. He who is the light. Now, I know probably a few of you are thinking, oh, this is interesting timing, this whole quarter thing. Maybe we will be journeying together on that road. And if we are to do so in confidence, and if we are going to do so successfully, if we are going to do so without fear of what the future may bring, and with doubt about whether or not we can accomplish it together, we can only do so if we trust Jesus to lead us. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Trust Him, He knows what He's doing. Amen.